Sorry about that, folks. We had some technical difficulties, but back to self-care. So,
next
listen.
Question.
I was going to say, real quick, though, a wise man once said, protect your peace.
Amen.
Whoever said that, shout
whoever
out to
said
him.
That,
brilliant
yeah.
individual.
Brilliant.
Kudos.
Heard he was chocolate.
Hey. Wow. Most, the best people are, you know? That's what I think, so it's fine. No, so just to give you guys insight on what I've been doing about self-care, mm-hmm. Recently I just bought a book off Amazon called Shadow Work for Black Men.
I seen you post that, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're not familiar, have you heard of shadow work, what that is? Mm-hmm. So basically, like, shadow work is like you kind of like diving into your past mm-hmm. experiences, past life experiences, is total, and asking yourself questions of like, what's it like for you growing up as a black kid? Explain wow. your experience. So it's like not from an outside view, it's like from your perspective of like, how do you feel about things?
You're working on your inner child for the most
yeah.
part.
Healing your inner child, because that's the most creative wow. part of you. So I'm like, if I can get back to, not saying that he's damaged or anything, but like,
sure,
that's the best part of you.
Having
when
fun
you were
like that.
Carefree and like,
yeah.
the curiosity of kids is like, everything's a quest, everything's creative.
Yeah.
So if you keep that creative spirit up, then you can create more in the world. So
you can be happy when you talk to yourself. You can even talk to yourself about the traumatic stuff you went through, just to have a self conversation and self reflection about mm-hmm. it. Just
wow.
Because a lot of people go through stuff and they don't talk about it. They kind of just like put on the back burner and like try to forget about it, but
trauma.
It's still living there. It's past trauma that you haven't addressed,
and you're like verbalizing it now.
And that's probably why you're not where you want to be in life, because of that one little detail of life you didn't talk about,
and that's called PTSD.
So I'm just trying to normalize that for men, in a sense, because again, we talk about mental health each episode, and I think it's not advocated enough for just men in general to talk about your feelings. It's fine.
Yeah,
because men, I feel like we're like electricity, and women are like a different currency. So like, that's why we kind of tend to ask women how they're, what they're thinking. You guys ask us how we're feeling. So it's like an exchange of energies, like, and I think having that harmony kind of like balances things out in a sense. So that's what I've been working on.
That's
yeah,
sweet.
I can see that shit. I'll ask Jay if like, are you okay? But she'll ask me like, why are you upset?
Wow.
Why is that though?
Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
So just asking yourself like little questions like that to kind of like, I don't know. Again, I advocate for having your own thought process.
Yeah.
Again, because go back to social media. It's telling you what to think. It's telling you how to feel. Like
an echo chamber.
I think that's why I've like dialed back away from Twitter so much. I used to tweet every fucking day all
Twitter
goddamn day.
Is now X.
I was just about to say.
Did anybody see that?
Yes. I pull up my app right now. My shit still says Twitter.
My says X, and I don't even have a Twitter.
What does
that
mean?
Twitter with the bird, baby. We still outside.
Wait, so what's the X mean?
He changed the name.
Yeah. I don't even
makes
use
sense.
Twitter no more.
Wait, yours
and
says
I still
X?
Got the app, and it says X.
It's coming for you, Gabe.
That's X.
We got the same phone, low key though. No, she just got the bigger one though. We good.
Did you update your app?
Nah.
My phone, I think, just automatically did.
Mine did
it. Yeah.
People have said that, like it just automatically did it, but
he coming for you.
Nah. But even like it's weird because when HBO Max turned into straight Max, I had to download a brand new app. It was pretty why couldn't you just do what he just did, like just change the app format and not make me download
because
a whole
Elon
new
Musk.
App
just kidding.
No, you're right, it's because he's Elon Musk. Don't get me wrong, like as much as he can be a conundrum of a human being, he does try to push shit forward, but again, it's good but bad with everybody. He tries to be as simplistic as possible. He different. He's African American.
Oh,
who?
Elon Musk.
Is he?
I thought he was South.
He's born
African.
In Africa.
I thought he was Southern African though.
That's the, he's still African.
I mean, I feel like that's a weird beef that they have, like South Africa and Africa, like
yeah.
But South Africa is in the continent.
It's part of the apartheid.
Yeah.
And I think Steve Nash was born there too. He's African.
Steve Nash is Canadian.
Really?
He is Canadian, but didn't he live in Africa, though?
He might have lived in Africa. I know he's born in Canada.
Canada. Jesus.
I like that.
Where is Egypt?
It's in Africa.
Okay, so I always ask people that, and they're just like, it's in
the Middle East.
The Middle East.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
it's
no.
It's like, right, it's kind of, I don't want to say by Jordan, but it's by Jordan.
Yeah, it butts up.
It's like at the top of Africa. It is somewhat
right,
Middle
yeah.
East, but it's like mostly Africa, like right underneath
the Middle East. But it's the fact that It's the fact that you're not associating a beautiful Egyptian culture with Africa.
Yeah, no.
But
yeah.
You're associating it with the Middle East. It's just my.
You know what I've been doing to like, just to like mess with people religiously? I ask people, what language did Jesus speak? And most of them like get stunned. And then I'm like, what did Jesus call God? And they're like, I'm like, you know, he called God Allah, right? Because he spoke Aramaic. And then you look at people funny that call him Allah. Isn't that kind of like weird?
Yeah, because it's like, why are you calling this person that? That's what that
and
is.
And they're going by the original name. And I think if you loved an entity enough, you would go and do your homework enough. Yeah, just to call him or by his real name.
So speaking of that, I watched the series The Chosen. I don't know if anybody's familiar. And
I heard it's a hit. I heard it's really good.
What's it on?
So good. It's on like, it's called the, it's like they have an app. I think it's called it's called Angel Chosen. And I think you can also watch it on Netflix now, Prime. Anyways, obviously, I mean, it's about the New Testament when, you know, Jesus is here. So they do a lot of Jewish like religious stuff because obviously that's what it is. Right? Yeah. So I started like picking stuff up and just being like Shabbat, Shalom, like there Shalom, you know what I mean? Or like you rest on Shabbat, right? Which is today. So, you know, it's just really cool, like learning that stuff, but being open to accepting that was the reality of it, not what we might, not what people might want it to be.
So is that culture... appropriation
I call it cultural appreciation.
Appreciation,
see, appropriation is when you're acting like something you have really no vest in, you just
no tie to
okay.
It's like being a Browns fan.
Cultural appreciation is like, for instance, like I've been trying to become trilingual. Like I understand Spanish and I can speak English. I've been trying to learn Muslim so eventually I can speak Aramaic and stuff like that, because they're kind of like related along with like Yiddish and Hebrew and stuff, because they're like cousins in language. And again, I'm trying to appreciate, you know, just the back then world, how they talked, how they did everything, and just, I don't know, and I like the cultural unity of like the Middle East and Africans and all that stuff. So that's just been my way of going about it.
But it goes back to being open-minded, you know. You can't be so closed-minded. You can't create your own narrative of something that has history, right?
Yeah, facts.
Thank you.
And it's going back to what I'm saying. It's telling you what to think, not how to think. Have your own thought. Are you a Christian because you were raised Christian, or do you believe that? Like, there's certain questions you need to start asking yourself. Don't what do you get because you have your own mind.
And I think that's what our generation is the best at as well. Like we do a lot of things that might not be the best for you know, everybody and everything, but we question a lot of shit that was never questioned before.
What generation is this? You talking about
millennial? He's saying us.
Is he? Are you a millennial with us?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. What year were you born?
95.
I think you just made it.
You
to the
just made the cutoff.
Because 96 is Gen X and 4, so you just made it.
That those Gen X.
I had.
I don't want to. I think the
different.
Gen X
different.
That culture or that.
Culture, that's exactly what it is.
It is a culture.
The boomers are one and the same, but just two different time frames, I feel like.
Because Gen X,
what do you mean?
Says what they feel all the time.
It's like, almost cringy sometimes.
Yeah, like how boomers are closed-minded, again, weren't afforded what we were afforded, which is open-mindedness to challenge things, think about it. Like they were beat if they thought about like thinking outside the guidelines and shit.
That's so sad though.
Yeah, like in ours, and that's why you say we're the best. We can actually challenge, debate, and we're trying to use the good out of everything while leaving the bad out. While Gen Z, I feel like it's just out here wild as fucking picking up everything bad. Like they'll see good and run to bad
until then, the next generation comes.
Yeah, and maybe. Then like, and then they close their minds to the bad stuff, kind of like what Gen X did, and then like, and that's just reality. And I do not like the way Gen Z moves. Like I do not like the boomers, and I'm starting to dislike Gen Z again. Nothing against y'all, I love you. You guys are the future, and you can be so
and
much
we
brighter.
Should lift them up.
So would you say they're almost like emotionless?
Oh yeah. I mean, shoot, just yesterday, like, I'm hearing about all these kids shooting up cars on the east side just to drive around and shoot up cars on the east side. You know what I mean? No ties or nothing.
Yeah,
no
like
beef,
those kids in Cleveland beating up that old man.
That 35-year-old man? For no reason?
No, I think he was older than that.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like 55, I think.
I guess those kids in Cleveland, they stole three cars and then They pulled up to the gas station with the three stolen cars, and then they beat up some random guy. That. I'm like, yeah. How bored can you be? But still, even then, like, why are you doing this? What's the reasoning behind?
Kids, define kids. Where are your parents?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Their parents are, what, 10 years older than them?
Jeez.
That's also the worst babies. Part. Like, yeah, that's also
if you're 15 part. Having a kid, not saying, like, things happen in life, but that's really young. You're still a kid yourself.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Because I feel like kids our age that were 15 having kids are 10 times more mature than what the age behind us is 15-year-old kids
there's
doing.
There's so many factors that go into it. Like, grandmas aren't grandmas anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Grandmas have OnlyFans right, now. It's
grandma's too old. Not OnlyFans.
And that's going to be the era of, like, of what's happening. Like, back in the day, I used to have OnlyFans. How old were you, grandma? I was, like, 23 or something like
that. That is weird. And that's what I try to, again, and I'm all for sex workers empowering women, but it's like, y'all got to understand when y'all choosing certain lifestyles, like what you're subjecting your kids to. And
now she just opened my mind to, like,
grandkids. Like, just imagine your grandkid coming up to you, like, yeah, you know, this kid at school said he's seen, you know, grandma.
This is exactly why my parents are so thankful that social media did not exist in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. In the 70s
and the 80s.
Oh, I gotta say,
exactly why.
It would have been low-key lit for them in the 80s, but there would have been a lot of white plates passed around.
Oh,
man. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And disco fever.
Man.
A lot of crop tops, too.
A lot of crop tops.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the era that we're in, though. But, like, again, as millennials, we do have to... privilege and an honor to, like, kind of help Gen Z out in a sense,
because mm-hmm. we were gifted best of both worlds.
We should. Yeah.
We didn't have technology. We were forced to be social. I think that's what the separation is. We were forced to be social from zero to at least what 10, 12 at the minimum. Until you are a teenager and you like, all right, you don't want to play sports no more. You don't want to do this anymore. Made your own decisions, but at the most, you were 10 to 0 to 12. You were outside with anybody and everybody.
Yep.
And let's put it this way. I'm going to make up an analogy. Let's treat this river I'm talking about like thinking, privilege of challenging and stuff like that. Boomers were told, this is the water. You're not allowed to drink it. You're just going to do what I say. People led us to the water. We drank from the water. And again, we're trying to do better for the world. We're telling Gen Z, here's the fucking water. But it's like, again, you can't force to drink water.
Their response is, it's giving control issues.
And it's like they refuse to take the knowledge that we drank from. It's like, yo, no, there's so
it's like, yo, you see me drink out this water. He's like, nah, I don't know.
Is it water?
Thank you.
What is water?
What is water?
Here we go.
Here we go. Just drink the fucking water.
Is it Riz? Because that's a new word. Have you guys heard of that? Is it Riz?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Riz. Oh, I had to get. So my brother.
So yeah, my brother. So what's your Riz like? Mid.
So I have two younger brothers of 23 and 22 years old, and I officially hit the old age of asking my younger brothers, "What the fuck does this mean?"
Right.
So Riz is kind of like somebody's game if they have the ability to like spit game to a female even like car salesman, you know what I mean? Like, can I sell you this car? Like, what's your
Riz?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So like how back then I got game, but it's like I got Riz.
Yeah, it's like I got it. Like, yeah,
so
like
cringe.
I can sell water to a whale, you know what I mean? Like, oh, so you got Riz? Then like I'm like, dude, no, that's just not with that, bro.
0 out of 10.
And then what was the other one that
our generation was way better at coming up with words and stuff
because they
and there was another one I had to ask, man. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean?
I just recently learned a couple months ago how to use simp.
Oh, I knew that one. I feel like that's an older one, low-key.
No, for the longest, I couldn't understand it. I was like,
that's why I'm so, like, out of the loop.
I knew what it meant from the jump because there's pimp, simp.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit older, but not, like, as commonly used as now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were simp, like... No.
Can you give an example of what simping is?
Okay.
Can we? Because
I got you.
I still can't wrap my head around it.
Here's an example of a simp. Like, let's say, and again, I got a woman. You're single. So, but like, let's say I'm approaching you, and you know I want you. I'm buying you stuff. I'm taking you out. But And again, most men look at shit transactional. You're not giving nothing up. You're not with me. You're not sleeping with me. You're taking all this stuff.
I feel like that's a sugar daddy, though.
A sugar daddy eventually gets sugar, though. A simp is like, I'm literally giving you all this stuff, hoping for something in return, and I'm never getting it, and you're just constantly leading me on. As a man who's constantly...
No, I take it a different way. I take it a different way.
You're overextending your...
You have no boundaries.
No, I'm taking it a different way. A simp to me is like, okay... Hypothetically, let's say me and you date and you go out with your girlfriends every weekend, every night. But the one time that I do it, I ask you, like, you know, and then you're like, no, you can't go. I'm like, all right, sorry, boys, I can't do it. Like,
damn.
You know, yeah, that, I feel like, yeah, you look like you kind of are like almost submissive to, yeah, like not like upsetting your woman. But it's kind of like, it's weird. You know what I mean? Like, if she's like, go to the store and go buy me a tub of ice cream. You just do it.
Are there versions of simps? Because I feel it's like that
be. Is I feel simp like there's different.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, I that like is true.
Different ways to say simp or to
different
use
meanings.
Simp.
Yes,
yeah, 100%. To use simp.
Man, what was the other? I'm about to have to text him. Like, what the fuck did I ask you what this meant, man? Because
it's real cringy.
No, definitely cringe. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, moral of the story, it's cringe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
But yeah, see, I'm lucky. I got two, like I said, two younger brothers that I can, you know, lean on for, yeah, a little bit of help. You know what I mean? Yeah. A little social guidance.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like lost it when the first time I heard Riz. I'm like, what is Riz?
I've never heard Riz. I don't even think my younger siblings have told me Riz.
The Rizinator.
Like, 2 weeks ago, just Riz, and I was like, what the fuck?
Definitely asking somebody this week what Riz means. See what they say.
And I think with them, they abbreviate everything. Like, yeah, they text like three letters and it's supposed to be 15 words. Like, yeah, what the fuck does this even mean?
In school, if you're a English teacher, you need to go through maybe one lesson just like, hey guys, I want to learn your generation.
Mm-hmm.
And put words that they use and like, what does this mean?
What is it? ASL is supposed to be like as hell as or hell, something. Yeah. And I'm, yeah, just like,
OFC,
how?
Is of course.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, how?
Yeah, I knew that one. OFC is of course.
I was hip to that one, but
IRL in real life.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in real life.
In real life, I don't understand.
This is real life. I don't know.
Yeah, in real life, I don't understand what that means.
Or ATP at this point.
I was hit to that one, ATP.
I never heard that one, but now that makes sense, yeah.
But I don't use it. No. I can understand some of it, but I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. See, I liked ours. What you doing? FR was just for real. Like, we did your
what the fuck?
PR.
WTF. LOL.
Simple shit. Like, they do everything.
Option. You can just write the whole word out.
That's what I do.
And not abbreviate.
Yo, yeah. Like LMAO or rolling on the floor. Out. Like, rolling on the floor never got. I've never.
That never.
Yeah, yeah. I never. That never stuck with me.
Agreed.
Ever.
I'm not rolling on the floor.
Yeah,
no. No.
So like this, like, I'm not rolling.
But do you think that, like, the generation before us thought the same thing about us that we think about Gen Z?
Yeah, probably. Like, we were a little stupid, but, yeah, like, my thing is, we were just.
No, this. I mean, we're moderately borderline, okay,
but the social media impact,
yeah,
the social media impact on Gen Z has made it that much worse, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think social media, it's scary how much it's taken over.
Who? So the generation above a millennial is who?
Is
not boomer. Is it?
No.
Is it Gen X?
Yeah, yes. Gen X.
I feel that social media almost made Gen X feel like worried that they were getting old, so they like tried to stay young or something.
Through social media
a little bit. Is that?
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know. Facebook wise, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like everybody has Instagram. There's like no age requirement for Instagram. So like, mm-hmm, that's for everybody. Facebook, low key for everybody. Twitter, not for every generation.
But let's talk about how Facebook did die out for a few years.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where X was at.
Yes.
X kept that down and made it acceptable for
X now.
No, I'm saying like the Generation X.
Oh, Twitter.
No. I'm talking about Facebook. No.
I think between like the years of what, like 2012 to like 2016, it was just Facebook?
I was on a heavy Twitter roll right there.
Twitter was dominating. Yeah, Twitter was dominating.
Running the world right there.
See, but I refuse to give in, though. I'm one of the people, I go against the grain. I stayed on Facebook and stayed faithful.
Okay,
I was like, ain't nobody on this bitch.
Okay,
so I guess the new generation, because I'm looking it up now. So yeah, it's Gen X,
okay,
Millennials, Gen Z, and then the new generation is called Alpha.
Alpha, Beta, and Theta.
I mean, imagine the eagles on the Alphas.
Yeah, literally. Whoa. Oh, God.
Yeah, they're going Greek after Z.
I think I kind of like
it. So do they go in order?
Yeah, though? Alpha, beta, theta, and then so on and so forth.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
I mean, this is going to sound weird, but has any, like, names already been multiplied then? Is there, like, Alpha B and then, like, Alpha C or, you know what I mean?
No.
We'll be like great grandparents by that time.
Literally. I'm trying to stay alive forever.
Me too.
I mean, they're coming up with a way to do that. Honestly. Nope, transferring subconscious. I just watched a video on it 3 days ago.
I just watched that Pokemon movie and he was trying to do that shit, dog. He was trying to put his brain and body into a Pokemon. So I'm thinking, no cap, if you could do that hypothetically in real life, in IRL, you know what I mean?
If it makes it on the Simpsons show, there's likely it could happen. Yeah.
So here's like the science project that they got going on. They have cloning down. Like, I remember Mr. Hutt like bringing that up back when I was in high school, and that was like, what, 2009? So it's been 14 years. So I know they have cloning down at this point. Mm-hmm. They can make a replica of you. Have any of you seen They Clone Tyrone?
I was about to say that. Great you movie. Just referred it to us. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Kate.
Mm-mm.
So there's it's on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
They Clone Tyrone. I haven't watched it all the way through. I'm gonna watch it once, probably today. But yeah, it's a lot of information there. That's like, I feel like it's really happening. No. That already happened.
Wait, is it like a documentary or like a show? Like it's a fun show.
It's a sci-fi thriller.
Sci-fi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about a guy who is a drug dealer and he's stuck in the same ass environment all the time, doing the same thing every damn day. But he's more of a plant and a cell in the community to keep it deteriorated.
Mm.
Yeah, and then he finds out, like, after being killed, he's a clone. Yeah, and it gets deeper and deeper, and he finds out eventually, like, he is the original creator of clones and shit, and he's just a cop. Yeah, it's deep. It's worth watching. It's, like I said, a good sci-fi thriller.
That makes you think, though, like, man, this could probably be happening right now.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, and I ain't gonna spoil the end or anything.
Yeah, please don't.
I won't. Mm. But anyway,
what's it back on? To
Netflix.
But 3 days ago, what I seen was they're working on a machine, though, now that they got cloning down, to take your subconscious, which they now look at as energy, and they can transfer it to this clone. You can pick you can pick your age that you want them to clone your body to, because they show that and They Clone Tyrone, like, they can choose your age. You can choose 4, 5 all the way up until 80.
Whoa.
And then they can transfer your conscience into this new body, and then boom, and you're good. Good organs, good health, good everything.
Might have too many boundaries being passed right there.
Yeah, playing God for sure, but I mean, I'm just keeping people up what's going on in the science community.
I feel like everybody's kind of been doing that lately, playing God. I think that's what the generation behind us, they try to play God too much. Is it acceptable? Is it not acceptable? Is it this gender? Is it that gender? Is it every gender? Is it no gender?
Think about what CERN did a few months ago. They were trying to find the God particle, and I think they were successful. And that means since then, the Earth has been off tilted.
What the fuck does that mean?
You didn't hear about that?
A God particle?
Yeah.
It's giving too much information.
IRL, my head's about to explode. Yeah, it's giving, I'm going down something that I don't get.
Just start looking up into the science community. I stay deep within them. Them motherfuckers always up to something.
You're a conspiracy theorist?
No, I said science community.
I know, I'm just asking.
I mean,
I'm just asking.
She said they're hand in hand if you really want to talk about it.
I was just making sure you didn't cross that line.
No, actual science. I didn't say conspiracy community. Okay. Science community. Like, I just pay attention to CERN and what scientists are doing around the world, like in Norway and stuff like that, Sweden, where the top scientists are, they play with
it. Gets real over there. Yeah,
yeah,
gene altering is real too.
So Kate, one of the other questions we had for you, I know we kind of went down the whole rabbit hole conversation.
That's okay.
You stated that you were working on new boundaries in life.
Yeah,
how important is it for you to have boundaries with your friends and family?
Very. I think that is back to almost a self-care piece, almost. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have boundaries, I also have to always realize that I'm 28 years old. I have my own life. I have my own family. I have, you know, so it's like you have to come. It's almost like an enlightenment, right? Mm-hmm. Moment. Like, you have to have boundaries. You have to implement that. You have to do what's best for you. You know, nobody's opinion, unless you're a Gen Z, or right? It should matter, right? So I think boundaries are almost like the foundation to
almost like necessary.
Necessary mm-hmm. in order for you to create your own life, do what you want to do, get rid of toxicity in your life, mm-hmm. Whether that's people or family or situations. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Like I said, in the foundation of what you know, you have to learn it. It can be harder for some people. It could be harder for some people than others. But you have to learn it. And that's how you can, I think, grow as a fully functioning adult.
As a human, period. As a human, I feel like, especially as a young adult too, because like we're adults, but we're not like adults. Like,
no.
I think that finally hit me a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm a real life adult. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 30 is like real life adult.
We're not old, but we're adults.
Yeah. We're adults. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the official threshold.
I'm about to go. Mm-hmm. I'm about to fix my car by myself. Trust me. That was my first thing. Damn, you're really turning into an adult.
You're
right
an
now.
Adult. Yeah. Yeah. When you have real responsibilities. I don't even think I felt like an adult when I bought my house. It was just like,
I bought a house.
Yeah, I bought a house. And then like the real starts to settle in. You're like, whoa.
And it's, I feel like once you buy the house, you're like, all right, great accomplishment. Then it's like what you have to buy for the house is what makes you an adult. Like, it's buying a lawnmower or buying like trying to get like the dishwasher like installed or something like new fridge or you know like washer and dryer.
Yeah, I constantly have to remind myself that I'm 28 and not like 21.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I constantly have to say like, Kate, like this is your life. This you create it for you. You're not living under anybody else's standards but your own at this point. Mm-hmm. And whatever that looks like for whatever person out here, you have to implement those boundaries. And that was a boundary mm-hmm. that I had to create for myself and realize that I'm grown. I make my own decisions. I have my own thing going on in my own life. And nobody else matters anymore. My parents raised me. Mm-hmm. They're done. You know,
they
put me out into the world to accomplish whatever, you know, has been accomplished and more to come. And it's just boundaries are very, very important. It's almost like I don't know how to put this. It's almost like a crossroad that you come to mm-hmm. as an adult, like, okay, now I have to make some decisions for myself, mm-hmm. you know, and it could be easy for some people. It could be hard for others. It could be a whole journey for some people, but boundaries are very, very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the moment I found out I had a choice, it was up from that point. So,
like, for real. Yeah.
There was a conversation I had with my girlfriend. This was last year. Something about, she was like, what do you want for dinner? She was like, I kind of want cake. And I was like, let's go get a cake,
man.
Like, no one says we can't do that. Like, we got a cake.
If I want to wake up in the morning,
cake for dinner.
Yeah, savage.
And speaking of making food, I can't believe like my boyfriend will ask me like, "So what's for dinner?" I'm like, So I gotta cook dinner for the rest of my life.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to. Yeah. But it's kind of like. Should you?
Do you cook or does he cook? You know what I mean?
Say, you both. Set the boundary.
Okay.
Yeah,
both. Yeah. See, I feel like in my relationship, like if who's making dinner is nine. No, I don't want to say nine times out of ten. I say 7 times out of 10, we will coexist and
sure
and cook 100%. Together. Good. But then there's the more times that I'll just rather just get out of my way and I'll do it by myself.
Okay, shout out to you for that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I like cooking me personally, so it's just like, and she's not. She doesn't know how to cook as much things as I know how to cook, so it's like, why am I gonna like have you stressing over something unless we're gonna do it together and I teach you what to do? You know what I mean? Okay. Like kind of like that.
What about grilling?
Oh yeah, no, she does. She will not. I'm sorry.
I'm not touching the grill.
Yes, and I think this is gonna sound really manly, but yeah, no.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's not a masculine thing. I just feel like. Like my mom is the anomaly. My mom can get on the grill, bro, and throw the fuck down, dude. Okay. I'm like, all right, like, but like my mom's who also taught me and my dad too. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like eventually, like I said, I think we can coexist and I can teach her how to do that. So then that way
mm-hmm.
she can, you know what I mean? Do whatever she wants to steak on a day.
I'm a breakfast person. I'll make you a gourmet breakfast.
Yeah, that's her.
That.
Okay. That's her. Yeah, she's the breakfast. Yeah, she can make a perfect over easy egg.
Choices.
You want to go to Broken Egg or something, or we can go wherever.
I got you. Yep. Hey, speaking of, you trying to go?
What, Broken Egg? Mm-hmm. Say less.
I think we're really about to go
today.
Yeah, after this,
go for it.
Let's see if Cell is up or not. We'll see. Yeah.
But Gabe, like you mentioned, like coexisting, like so me and Abigail, what we do, we actually, she'll cook and I'll clean, I'll do like the dishes or make sure that or vice versa. If I cook, she'll do the dishes. Like it's like a, cause that, both those things had to get done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't just leave the dishes.
So I think it's so cool though that we can actually do that and not maybe follow like society standards maybe of what we saw growing up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I saw my stepmom come through the door when I was old enough to comprehend like what exactly was going on. Mm. I saw her walk in the door every day about 5:30 every day, get in the kitchen, start make cooking. Us dinner. Yep. You know, we all sat at the table without technology. Mm-hmm. You know, we all sat at the table.
She was getting yelled at. She was on the phone at the table.
No, like, why the hell you got why? Mm-hmm. Why? You know, mm-hmm. So I saw that. And then, but I think it's so cool that we can create our own reality at home and say, no, we're going to coexist. You're better at making chicken Alfredo, boo, go for it.
Right. Facts.
I'm going to make this tomorrow instead. Mm. You know what I mean? So I think that's really cool that we could come up with our own reality and not, you know, what were the boomers doing?
Yeah,
what was the Z's doing? And then what are millennials
that's
doing?
That's the problem with Jordan's mom. Like, and I love Jordan's mom, but like she feels like she has to do everything on her own. Like she has to do the, like if she cooks, she cooks, she does the dishes, she'll cut the grass on her own, she weed whacks, does all this other shit. I'm like, you know, she's that so I am fully, bro. Yeah. And Jordan's is certainly kind of like that in certain aspects, but it's like, you know, you have the ability to not even ask for help, to have somebody that will do everything that you do, if not more, you know, and you can dial back to what you don't want to do, and I can, you know, and take on that, or, you know, I dial back what I don't want to do, and you take on that.
I do so much in my yard, never have cut my grass.
See, like, Jordan's mom be like, oh, man, I'm about to go cut the grass. I would literally go stop what I'm doing. Yeah, I'll go stop what I'm doing, get on it, right? Yeah, you ain't gonna, like, dude, like, it's okay to ask for help, but she's in her 60s, so she's kind of in that
way.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Tunnel vision. I will go out there. After we're done here, I'm going to go home and plant something in my backyard. You know, I'm rocking, you know, the yard and stuff, but as soon as that grass gets long, I'm like, hey, boo.
I told her, I was like, listen, I'll cut the grass, you just weed whack. I don't like weed whacking. I don't know what it is.
I like weed whacking.
I don't know what
it is. Satisfying. Yeah. I don't
like the idea of like just killing shit like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just, nah.
I don't mind. I just hate breaking the line and having to slap it down on the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I like, because it's like when I go get a haircut, I treat my grass the same. So it's like when I see that edge up, it's like, we are crispy.
Yeah.
Lines be boy. Look at that fade, baby. Look at that fade.
Got the waves going with the lines. I'm like, oh, my God. What's your number?
He said, do they got do-rags this big?
You see me out there with a big sheet. Like,
you better not.
Combing it back.
Get it right.
Homeowner life for sure.
That's adulthood, man.
Yeah, that's adulthood.
Start taking care of your house. Like, bro, it's just little stuff like that. Like,
taking care of yourself, your kids, your house. Boom.
I think my next step is interior designing.
There you go.
I want to elevate my interior. I think it's too basic. You know, I'm just white, black, gray. Trying to get some.
I like it.
I want to get some different shit in there.
Some beige in there.
Oh no, baby, that's an automatic, baby. That's in there with them. Sure. That's my core four right there.
So I think a lot of people didn't even know. You know, a lot of people don't know how I decorated my house. And that first, I moved in 2021, springtime. And then that winter, come December, that's when the super bins of the world started popping up, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I jumped on the liquidation store bandwagon before it got popular. Thank God. So before it got popular.
Snagging shit.
And I kid you not. So I came from a one-bedroom apartment into a three-bedroom house with a fully functioning basement, just like Ash and Celia's. So I had enough to fill up what, you know, hardly anything. So every weekend from when 2022 hit, from like January to April, every weekend I would wake up on Saturday morning and hit liquidation stores to decorate my house. And nice. Still to this day, that I mean, people will come over and be like, where'd you get that from? Like Target. You know, Target. Sorry. Maybe. You know, so I think you know, that was cool to be a homeowner and think of different ways like that. But yep, every single weekend I was at a liquidation store. Now it's kind of like trendy and
it's gotten like more pricey too, and
yeah, it got popular and
not fun.
That's not fun anymore.
Stop being a hobby.
Exactly. Damn. It stopped being a hobby. Yeah. Damn. So it's like, yeah, it's cool and whatnot, but I mean, not how it used to. Not how it was like a year and a half ago, for sure.
So your house is not in Lorain, right?
Nope.
What's it like living outside of Lorain? Because a lot of people are, I'm not going to say scared to, but like, it's not on their spectrum to live outside of this city.
No,
what's it like for you?
I moved on up to the east side, for sure. I moved to the east side of Elyria. And
that's Jacob's territory.
Jacob's
name. He's going crazy right now hearing you say that. So Elyria.
He'd be like, bum, 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 bum.
Is he from Elyria?
Yes.
Yeah, he's from Elyria.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so it's cool. It's cool. I love my house and I love my neighborhood.
Good.
It's different though. It's different.
Quiet, not quiet.
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 Quiet. Yeah. Quiet. I really like it, but it is way different than Lorain. Mm-hmm. It's way different.
I feel like their houses are just so like close to each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know about yours, but where Jacob stays at, the houses are just like,
I couldn't live on the street,
dude. No. I could throw a baseball and I'm hitting maybe 10 houses.
Oh dang, you know? That sucks. Yeah, no, it's been a journey though. It's different. Like, you know, we're from Lorain, so like, we could hit side streets and like get to wherever we need to go. With Elyria, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, and them one ways throw me off.
It does throw me off. And then just learning like the different sides and what each, you know, means. And, you know, we know what the south side, west side, and east side of Lorain means, but we don't got no north side. That's the lake. You know, that's Lake Erie. Like, we don't have no north side. So it's like learning different areas of Elyria and navigating it and creating, like, literally starting over and creating like your own, you know, making it your own was a journey. Mm-hmm. But I love it. I jumped on that 3% interest bandwagon, and I'm here to stay for a while. Until I can maybe build my own house one day or something.
Same.
There for a while.
Any construction by your house? Because I know Elyria is going through a lot of construction.
Right off of Cleveland Street, bro. Every day I go to work, man, that shit be pissing me the fuck off.
Yes. And it's been like that. And it's been like that
for like 3 months. No,
dude. On golf.
Yes.
Because my girl's mom lives on Homer Court right by that Dollar General.
Yes. Bro.
Oh, that's horrible.
That shit has been like that for at least 3 months.
You can't go north on Golf Road. So it's like you have to find every way else.
You got to go down by Sambino's and then cut across and then come out the way. But you got to come out by EC and shit.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And then they got construction right in front of, right there at the end.
Yeah.
So like half of the street is cut off. Once you get to, what's that? Is that South Abbey or North Abbey?
Mm-hmm,
you can't even go right onto that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you low key got to go the whole opposite way.
It's a mess. Yeah. It's a mess. But to answer your question, Ash, I love it. Love where I live.
Yeah, I'm going to do my homework on this new terminology for Gen Z. I'm going to
start
using them.
What was it again?
Riz. There's a teacher that actually, like, every year she gets students, she makes them write out the new,
I think that's what
terms.
I've seen, yeah. Like,
that would be smart.
Just so we know what they mean, yeah.
Yeah, because I would want to understand
their language. An older person might say something as what they say is disrespect. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I got the Riz. Like, what the fuck you mean? You got Riz? You got narcotics on you?
And then what she does is she'll even ask about like the old terms from her old students just to make sure they still mean the same meaning, because she showed like, you know, new old terms that we use mean new things to Gen Z.
Low key, yeah, that's true.
That's
like
crazy.
I feel like they don't say low key.
Nope.
No.
And like when we say pull up, we mean just come over. You say pull up to them, they think fight.
Fight, yeah.
Whoa.
You're right.
And I bet they don't know what kickbacks are.
Man. I just shared a meme on Facebook the other day. It was like, shout out to the basement party era.
Bro, kickbacks. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna list off a couple. Let me know if you know them or you don't know them. Okay, so Lit, yeah. Flex, yeah. Gucci.
Mm-hmm. We came up with that.
No Cap.
Mm-hmm. They came up with No Cap.
Yeah.
Mood.
Mm-hmm. Mood.
Drip, of course. Mm-hmm. Woke.
Mm-hmm. See, woke has changed. Back then, it was just like, you know, you knew what the fuck was going on. Now it's like some political bullshit.
Now it's like, we're woke.
Slay.
Slay.
Lituation.
What? A lituation?
That's a lituation.
What the fuck is
a lit situation?
A lit situation. Yeah,
But that's what I'm talking about. How they try to combine
they
shit
did
and
the
make.
Most.
Yeah, they're not
did
like
the
just
most.
Say
okay,
a lit
shade.
Situation.
We know what shade is. Mm-hmm. Savage. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ghost.
Yeah.
Like
Riz.
Ghosting.
Yeah. Riz.
See, that's where I'm at. This is my line.
That's,
I don't know.
That's my boundary.
You say, here they come.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Yeah. Oh, we came up with that.
That's just a couple else. Okay. Yeah.
What word I'm glad did die? Fleek. I was so done
on
with that.
Fleek. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Slay took over for Fleek.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. That was it. That was.
I think I
that
got like.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's one
cool.
page. There's more.
Okay.
To
okay.
it though, but yeah, they have a whole like. Oh my gosh.
A whole alphabet.
I'm surprised they don't have OTF on there.
Only the family. Family. Yeah.
Oh God. What does that mean?
That's like Lil Durk and them.
FML
music. It's music shit. That's why that caught on.
You know what FML means, right?
Fuck my life.
FTW.
For the win or
for the, yeah? What the fuck?
FTW?
Yeah.
For the win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's some encouragement, I think.
Yeah. Fugly, you know what that is.
Yeah. Mean Jacob. Girls.
Wow. He's not here to defend himself.
He's not again.
No, it's a long list, man. So I don't know. But
yeah, still don't understand most of it.
Send that to the group so I can. I'm going to study it and see what I do and don't know.
I bet you they don't know what BFE means.
Yeah, I bet you they don't.
They don't. I don't know what that means.
BFE?
Bon fuck Egypt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. See,
you've heard that saying.
Yeah, I heard the saying. I never heard the abbreviation of.
Yeah.
We all the way in BFE, baby.
Like a year from now, I should come back and we should revisit the new language that we use.
It's probably going to be updated each year. Some
facts.
We're going to be like, what's up, Riz?
Ain't it?
You're not coming here saying it.
You're like.
Fucking throwing up on each other.
That's sick. I hope I never say Riz.
You find yourself saying it. Okay, I see you got Riz. You got
I feel like Riz is not a word you say. It's more of an action.
But wait, what does Riz mean again?
Got,
I forget.
You got the Riz. So
you got,
like,
you got game. Like you got like okay. kind of like swag. Okay. Yeah, okay. I would say that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah. I still don't know simp. I don't understand it.
I don't get simp. I don't say simp. I don't.
I'm gonna tell you after
the. I feel like simp is like.
I'm gonna tell you after the podcast off air. Y'all not gonna get me in this hole again. All right.
Not gonna get me. It's just to me. I find it disrespectful because again, if a man respects his woman, like you're gonna call him a simp for that, pretty much. Or if a man is chasing a woman, you're gonna call him a simp because he's doing what he has to do to get
simping
her the right way.
I'm gonna take it the next step forward. I think it's after, so you chase the woman, right, and you get her.
Okay.
But then that's when you are, like I said, kind of submissive to, like, all right, if I'm out and she knows I'm out having a good time, come home. I don't want you to be happy right now. And you just
that's
up and leave.
That's toxic.
Yeah, that's abusive. Yeah.
But then, that's do you, abusive. You could be abusive.
Agreed.
Back. Or not. Well,
so
whoa,
a simp a victim?
You guys are not close.
Kinda.
I feel like it.
Like
you
a submissive.
I feel like you can use it other ways, though, correct?
What you can't use it other ways.
What's the actual definition?
So a simp is a silly or foolish person.
Person.
Not
man.
Like a person.
I don't
like that typically definition. A man who is desperate
typically
for attention or an affection of something else, someone else, typically a woman.
Okay.
So you're simping if you overextend, I guess, to a woman.
Y'all simp?
Y'all simp?
I guess I do.
I mean, I guess I call
me
myself
simp.
Simping at some point.
I
mean,
respect my woman, but I'll speak my mind. I'll say that.
So you're not a simp?
No. I ain't going to call myself a simp, no, sir.
I'm a gentleman. How about that?
There we go.
I respect
simp.
My woman and I love her.
Gentle simp. Oh
but if
God.
I feel like, you know what I mean, you asking something for me to do that you could do yourself, hey, you could do the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, where are we at on time, you think?
We're probably at an hour 15.
Yeah. Oh, okay, wow. Well, yeah, we're kind of long. This was good.
Yeah, we can keep going, too. But,
yeah, we can.
Yeah.
This is good.
We'll bring you back for part three sometime when Jacob comes and we can...
Save some riz for later.
Yeah, you know. Save some drip.
I got you. So, at the end of each episode, we do our mental health check. 1 through 10, how are you feeling? Sliding scale, mentally, physically, spiritually, overall. So, who wants to start today?
I'll start. I'm at a 9. Mm-hmm. I'm a good old 9. Not too high, not too low.
That's Scorpio shit. I was going to say the same thing.
Ooh, Scorpio.
Whoa. You got two of us out over here right now, ain't it?
Right. That sign out here. Jesus.
Nah. So you part of the cancel culture, huh?
That's what happens when you're in the presence of a god.
It's giving ego issues.
That's giving, yeah. It's giving mid. Is that right? It?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all about mid. But you know what? Drag me up to a 10 just because of all the laughs and good vibes going
okay,
on.
Okay, period.
There.
Good
go.
For you.
Period.
That's awesome.
I'm at a 10.
Johnny boy?
Passing to John.
You know, I'm feeling pretty lit right now. The Riz is just overflowing.
Remember when you were Riz surfing on Jacob's
table
in the back?
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, guys. I went to Put-in Bay this week, and it was fun.
Me too.
You guys survived?
Yeah,
we survived. I survived Well,
I went during the weekend. He went during
the week. Yeah.
The week.
So you survived Put-in Bay. Yeah. Okay.
He was there during the aftermath.
Yeah, I was like chilling.
You country as fuck. I heard that.
Durn.
But no, it was a good week. And so I took a little vacation. And now it's just back to it tomorrow. And excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And just... Oh, everything's good. Everything's going well. Mm-hmm. Can't complain. What's up?
Gabe, for you?
I'm a 10. I'm gonna have to agree with Cliff. I was at a 9, then he boosted his up too. And I was gonna say 9, so mm-hmm. I feel like I gotta be on the same level right now.
Mm-hmm. That Riz just took
You know what I mean? And like John said, I went to Put-in Bay for the first weekend ever that I've ever been out there for. Survived, like you said. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We had a blast. Just get back to the normal work week now. I fucked myself in the ass by having 7 days of work this week.
Did you use lube?
No. I was accepting to do it, you know. So no lube, just, you know, I know what's going in there.
Just relax.
Just, you know, accept it. But no, I mean, you know, just like I said, trying to fix my car. We're about to eventually take over the house payment for the house. So, I mean,
that's good awesome. For you.
Anything to just, you know, keep stacking money and save as much as I can to make sure that we are going to be financially okay. Mm-hmm. To be able to sit in the house and, you know, actually we're not going to go anywhere today. So,
yeah, that's what's
we
up.
We are, you know.
That's lit.
Climbing up.
That's lit.
And my finger fell off for everybody that was worried about it.
Oh, yeah. His finger was a black.
Oh, yeah, my fingernail was completely... destroyed.
He said finger at first. I was like,
said, which hand?
Are you okay?
No, yeah. I smashed it in a potato smasher.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Coexisting with your girl.
No, actually, this was at work. No, oh, no. Damn. So I can't, okay. I can't put her to blame for that one. Okay. Yeah, no. But yeah, it took about a month for my nail to fall off. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was about as... black as that. Shit was disgusting.
Whoa. Did you keep it?
I wanted to, but I forgot it in Put-in
Bay. You could have painted all the rest of your nails black.
Did I tell you some dude when we went bowling was like, why do you only have one fingernail painted black?
Mind your business.
I said, first of all, what paint do you know that's blood black blue? Okay.
Blood black blue.
Like, that's what it was, just straight black and blue, dude. I'm like, oof. Y'all got the snapshot now.
It was a spoiled corn chip.
Miss Kate, how you feeling?
10. For sure, coming off of, I came straight here from church, so hey, you know, coming off of that, of course, you have a renewed outlook,
spiritual high.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Amen. And so after I leave here, get out in the yard, in the garden, so that will boost it even more. So I'm feeling good. Good.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
That's good. Good.
John, can you finish this sentence for me?
Oh.
God is good.
He's a simp.
No, you're supposed to say all the time. Okay. No, I was just seeing if you knew, baby.
There's that one country song. Ain't it? Hair's cold or whatever they say.
Oh my God.
I swear it's just like God is good, beer's cold.
Nah.
It's God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good. That's okay.
Sorry. You know who you just reminded me of? I watched a campaign last night when Will Ferrell had to say God's Prayer, mm-hmm. and he was just all over the place. He had me crying, bro. Go watch Will Ferrell do God's Prayer on the campaign. You won't regret it.
Hell for sure.
Ash, how are you feeling?
I'm at like a 9.5, 10.
Yeah. Are honestly. You hungry?
I am hungry.
Always.
We record around a certain time. I'm always hungry, but yeah. There's some news I'm going to tell you guys in the next week or so. Wow. I'm excited to announce, but
you pregnant?
No, nothing like that. Making a switch, you know. So we'll see.
But. Okay.
Making a switch.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I'm curious.
Very excited.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We have a quote for today.
Do we have a quote for
today? Real quick, shout out to sponsorship.
Oh, Creative Genius Brand. Make sure you guys go to the website, www.creativegeniusbrand.org. Get your merch. We have golf merch available. We have IOU shirts.
Yeah. And you know what? They kept saying it, and it's like a good idea because they're not doing it at Put'n Bay. I survived Put'n Bay t-shirts. You should do it.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, we got to make a shirt about it. So if you need a shirt, let me know.
You're welcome.
But, all right.
It's been another episode.
Oh, he got a quote for us, I think.
Because at the end of the day, I told you, we like literally went through. Oh, you know what? I got stayed one by Lou Holtz. I've been finding them on the internet lately. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do, and attitude determines how well you do it.
Okay. Damn. I like it.
It's been an episode of It's On Us. Again, make sure you guys like, subscribe. Stay tuned.
Say it. Aha!
In Jacob's voice.
Bye, Mom.
Freaking lame.
You guys just clown Jacob the whole time.
Yeah. So, Jacob is a simp. If you want
to... I was going to say, he's the biggest...